This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that my team discovered about 2 or 3 months ago, and I'll tell you what, I am super, super excited to have them on the show. This stock, in my eyes, it might be one of the best stocks to own in 2020. And I tell you what, I've had hundreds and hundreds of companies on my show. You got to take a look at this company. We're talking about TBT Global Tech Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TPTW. Let me give you a little bit of metrics before we get started. In 2019 first quarter, they did only about $161,000. Second quarter, they went up to $2.4 million. Quarter after that, the third quarter of 2019, they did $3.6 million. Get this, their market cap is only $398,000. That's right, $398,000. It's a still here at 002. And with me today is the acting CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, no other than Stephen Thomas. Stephen, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on today.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of a backstory of your company, who you are, what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
All right. Well, listen, you know, I got my telecom start, gosh, almost 20 years ago, working with a company by the name of World Exchange. Revenue is just north of $1 billion. I was director of validations, managing about $500 million of that company's revenue. We had subsidiaries in 27 countries around the world. Left World Exchange, started a company, New Orbit Communications, doing operator services out of Latin America, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico. And I was one of the early pioneers of voice over IP. I was there pushing our voice over IP billing platform back in the early 2002, 2003, 2004. And I've been kind of looking at conversion of technologies and different types of technologies and media and just watched what's happened over the last 15 years. And I have positioned TPT Global Tech to take advantage of that new paradigm shift that's going on in new generation technology. You know, so TPT Global Tech is a technology company. We have four silos. We have our media division, we have our telecom division, our SaaS division, and we'll be getting into our mobile banking. And actually, a fifth division that we just put a press release out is our TPT Federal. So we'll be getting into the whole federal space with our telecommunication infrastructure, telecom stuff, and very, very soon here we'll be deploying a 4G, 5G network on our Midwestern network. And the reason that we have such great revenue growth in the second, third quarter of this year, because we've completed the acquisition of SpeedConnect, one of the largest rural wireless ISPs in the United States. In rural America, with over 17,000 customers, 220 towers lit, and we're upgrading that infrastructure to a 4G, 5G network for rural America. So couple that with our media vision, we've got good stuff going on.
Absolutely. So, you know, let's stay on that for that premise just for a second. So what is the deployment plans for the rural America for the 4G and 5G?
Well, the SpeedConnect network was a 2.5 infrastructure, right? Sprint actually bought from the previous owner that bought their network, the 2.5 spectrum. So we're going to a 3.65 spectrum, and we're upgrading it to better speeds and to a 4G mobile. So we won't just be, this is what's really cool. We won't just be a broadband provider anymore. We'll actually be a mobile provider as well, offering cellular. Yes, offering cellular on our infrastructure in rural America. So bigger speeds. Now you have a cell phone product, not just broadband. So that will also increase our revenues as well. So we're excited about it. You know, we did our pilot program. We've installed the first base stations in Michigan. Frankenmuth is the headquarters of SpeedConnect. We got that done right at the end of the year. And we're excited. We're moving forward.
You know, when I was doing my research on your company, I was looking at your TV social media platform. What is that exactly?
Okay, that's the butter, I like to call it. We acquired the IP technology that's being used by two companies, one in the United States and one in Asia. And we're in the process of putting on the front end technology. The prototype will actually be done here the second week of February, which we are just ecstatic about finally getting the front end of this thing designed. So it'll basically deliver linear broadcast channels and all your different social media functions all in one application. So like in Facebook, I don't know if you ever noticed on your Facebook, when you go to Messenger, it kicks you out of Facebook and takes you over to Messenger. What we've done is taken the best of all the different social media technologies, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, and we've done our own code, and we're bringing it all inside of one eco environment that allow you to navigate inside of one environment, so you're not going for different apps to be able to do different the same types of functions that you're doing on the biggest social media platforms in the world.
Wow, that's impressive.
Really cool.
I want to get back to the revenues, which is kind of staggering for me with a market cap of, you know, $398,000. And my question is, how do you plan to keep growing those revenues in the first quarter and second quarter of 2020?
Well, listen, the bulk of that revenue is our Speed Connect acquisition, right? And so as we start to deploy the new technology and give greater speeds, A, we'll be able to increase our pricing, right, to our customers. So that's one of the ways that we'll be able to increase. And also, a lot of the networks that we have are already saturated. I mean, there's so many customers on those towers that when we do the upgrade, we'll have more capacity to be able to put more customers on, which will drive more revenue, right? So it's all about the deployment of the new technology and more capacity on our towers.
I wanted to talk to you about your PPM investment raise. Where do we stand on that?
Well, look, we're just getting ready to go out and do a $40 million raise. It's a Series Preferred D offering, 8% coupon for accredited investors. So we're really excited about getting those guys on board and having people contact us and be a part of our story.
And before I let you go, Stephen, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think that you're talking to a guy that's been around for a very long time, and his team is just, I think, the best of the best. And we're really excited about what we're doing in our direction, you know, taking conversion technology, pushing content over our infrastructure on a proprietary platform, creating, we believe, incredible growth for 2020 and 2021 going forward. You know, I think it's a great buy, TPTW.
You've been listening to Stephen Thomas. He is the acting CEO of TPT Global Tech Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TPTW. Stephen, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. I hope this is the first time of many. Come back every 40 or 50 days. You're always welcome here. I want to learn more about your company. As for my listeners, take a look at this stock. It's at 0.002, undervalued at a market cap of $398,000, probably with a run rate of 2020. I would say probably close to $12 to $15 million. Stephen, thank you so much, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much for having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.